This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Florida Governor Rick Scott has done what you can only call a complete 180. After leading the Republican charge against Obamacare, he has now decided it's a good idea to expand Medicaid under one of the health care law's key provisions. Democrats are surely taking no small amount of political glee at the turn of events, but that's not our gig. Let's look at the economics of the thing and ask, why not expand Medicaid? Washington is picking up the tab for the first 3 years, so what's not to love? From the health desk at WHYY, Dan Gorenstein reports.
So, starting next year, individuals and families who earn up to 133% of the federal poverty level, about $25,000 for a family of three, will become eligible for Medicaid. And the government will pick up 100% of the tab. I ask again, what's not to love?
Well, first of all, they don't pick up 100% of the tab.
Okay. Ed Heitzelmeyer is a senior researcher at the Conservative Heritage Foundation.
The first 3 years, the federal government pays 100% of the benefits costs, not the administrative costs.
But Heitzelmeyer admits that's small change. The big hit comes when the 3 years is up and the federal match starts to taper off to 90%.
In Florida, by 2020, this is going to cost $832 million a year.
Here's the economic argument. The recession pushed more people into poverty and onto Medicaid, and state budgets shrank. Expanding Medicaid now is just too expensive. Heiselmeyer says it doesn't matter how sweet the offer from Washington.
That's like saying, I'm going to give you a car and pay 90%. If you don't have the other 10%, that's not a great deal.
It's true. States would have to cough up some dough. $5.5 billion over the next decade in the case of Florida. Urban Institute economist John Holohan says it's worth it. For every dollar that state spends, it gets $12 from the feds.
There just aren't that many ways to get that kind of a return if you're a state official.
It all comes down to where the state officials want to spend taxpayer dollars, says Joan Alker of the Georgetown University Health Policy Institute. No matter what, she says, you can't wish away the problem of the uninsured.
This allows states to use taxpayer dollars in a smarter way by giving them primary and preventive care up front rather than waiting till they get sicker and wind up in the emergency room.
Alker says the reality in some states is elected leaders will have to spend political capital if they want to make financial sense. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.